So we spent a lot of time discussing yesterday the Machlokas Rishonim, the way the Lacha Mishnah at least understood Machlokas Rishonim, Ramban and Rambam, whether their Eid Zomim is actually a Chiddush, and that the Ramban held that Eid Zomim, the concept of Eid Zomim, is not a Chiddush, and that's why Abaye disagrees with Rava. Rava held Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, Abaye held Eid Zomim is not a Chiddush, and it's that simple. Whereas the Rambam, the way the Lacha Mishnah wanted to line it up, the Rambam holds that Eid Zomim is a chiddush, even according to Abaye, and that is why the Lacha Mishnah explained. You may say, okay, who cares? Chiddush, not a chiddush. Bottom line is, we pass on like Abaye that Eidim Zomim are the Mafreya and Nifsal. So, what difference does it make whether it's a chiddush or not a chiddush? So, what I want to spend today doing is going through various nafkaminas whether Eidim Zomim is a chiddush or is not a chiddush. So, one nafkamina is what we discussed yesterday. The Lacha Mishnah actually, what forced him to say that pshat in the Rambam was the fact that the Rambam said, what if you are mazim, not just the original Edim, but you say not only imanu hayisem to the original Edim, you say imanu hayisem to the Baal Edim as well. Two Edim come and say Ruvein lent Shimon money, then two other Edim come and say, you, the Edim who said that testimony, were with us in a different location, and so were Ruvein and Shimon. They were also with us in a different location. So the way Lech Mishnah understood it is whether or not you're gonna treat that as Edim Zomim or Edei HaChasha depends on whether you understand Edim Zomim to be a Chiddush or not to be a Chiddush. Right? That's that's what the Lech Mishnah understands, that the idea that when you're mazim, not only the Edim, but the parties as well, that there's no din of kasher zamim, and that it's only going to be hakchasha, it's going to have a status of edus hakchasha, only makes sense if Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, because then you could say, okay, as soon as you change one detail of it, so then it's not Eidim Zomim anymore. Then it goes back, then it's not in the Chabal Chiddush. So the case of Eidim Zomim is where you say Imanu Yisim to only the Eidim and to nobody else. As soon as you change one detail and you add somebody else in, okay, so now it's not Eidim Zomim anymore, so all bets are off. So that's what the Rambam holds. That's how the Rambam would make sense. But the Tur who says that when you say that Imanu Yisim not only to the Edim, but also to the parties involved, to the Baal Edin themselves, that would still be Hazama, must hold that Edim Zomim is not a Chiddush. Then therefore, you could alter some of the details, but at the end of the day, if you say Imanu Yisim to the Edim, that's still Edim Zomim. So one Nafkamina, the one that we did yesterday, really, without realizing perhaps that it's a Nafkamina, one Nafkamina, whether Edim Zomim is a Chiddush or not a Chiddush, is what if you say Imanu Yisim not only to the Edim, but also to the Baal Edin? Does that count as Edim Zomim, or does it count as Edei HaKchasha? That is the Nafkamina. Now, the problem is that a lot of people disagree with the Lacha Mishnah's understanding of this machlokas, that they think that the Ramban and the Tur are not saying that Edim Zomim is not a Chiddush at all. Again, what did the Ramban say? All the Ramban said is, the reason why we believe the second set of Edim over the first set of Edim is that the second set of Edim aren't denying the story, they're attacking the people. They're saying, you, the Edim, Imanu Yisem. So therefore, it's just like a second set of Edim coming and saying, Gazlanim Atem. Where the halach is that you believe the second set of Edim over the first set of Edim. So the Lacha Mishnah says, okay, so what the Ramban is telling you is that it's not a Chiddush. It's the same thing as saying Gazlanim Atem, which is not a Chiddush. However, that's not so pashut. I refer to the Aruch HaShulchan at the end of the day, but we didn't get to see it inside. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that it's very hard to say that it's not a Chiddush at all. If you look in source number 16, the packets, the Aruch HaShulchan and Chosh Mishpat, Simla Mechasiv Gimel, so says the Aruch HaShulchan, HaHefrish BaHefrish BaHechash Al Azam HaKosav HaTur, DaHechash Einu B'Guf HaEdim, Elo Shemachish Shino Sam She'ilu Omrim Ploni Lava Miploni, Ve'ilom Shalo Lava. HaKosh is when we disagree about what happened. We saw Reuven did not lend money to Shimon like you say, but Hazama is beguf ha'edim. That's about the edim themselves. We don't know whether Reuven lent money to Shimon or not, but we do know that when you claim to have seen it, you were with us somewhere else, so you could not have seen it. And that's why the second ones are believed, because it's like testifying about the Guf Eidim itself. Right, that is how the Ramban understands it. says the Aruch HaShulchan. Ve'en kavanaso. The Ramban does not mean to say, dizehu tam maspik al mashe netora ne'amanos la'mezimim, meaning, the Ramban is not telling you that Edom Zom is not a chiddush. The Ramban is not saying that I have a svara that just explains why you're going to believe the second guy is not the first guy. He says, I have a svara to show why it's different than hakasha. But the svara is still not enough to explain why you're going to believe the second guy is over the first guy's. Because after all, in Gan Shas, we always refer to Edom Zomim as a chiddush. So for the Ramban to be denying that is impossible, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Can't be that the Ramban denies that it's a chiddush. Because my chas samachani, smochahani, the gzeres haTorah, the be'emes. So now why is, now, but the Ramban sounded like he has a good logical explanation for it, and that it's not a chiddush, that it's the same thing as saying gazlanim atem. Isn't it the same thing as saying gazlanim atem? So why does the Aruch HaShulchan believe that the Ramban is not denying the chiddush in Edom Zomim? He says, because the Be'emes ain't a dimyon li'idu shahargu as a nefesh or chilu Shabbos. Because it's really not the same as saying gazlanim atem. When you say manu yisam, it's not at all the same as saying gazlanim atem. Why? Tizel b'mashe idu yesh avera. Avol b'imanu yisam in kan avera klal. When I say you're a gazlan, I'm accusing you of doing something terrible. So for that, the second set is going to be believed to say that the first set did something terrible. When I say Imanu Yisem, I'm not accusing you of doing anything terrible. It's not so usher to hang out with me. So when I say Imanu Yisem, I'm just saying you were hanging out with me that day. I haven't accused you of wrongdoing. Elamai, we know that they had been made, that they were somewhere else at that time. So with that knowledge, in implicit is the understanding that there was some wrongdoing, that they had lied under oath. No, that they had lied in their testimony. But the accusation was not one of wrongdoing. The accusation was not one of an avera. Imlo tzariv lomar kivan shimanu isam balkarcha lo ri isam shezel lovim izeh bolsazman. If you don't combine it with the previous knowledge that they had testified about being somewhere else at that time, just saying imanu isam is not an accusation of wrongdoing. V'ikra avera hi b'mashem achishim osam al halva. So where does it turn out? Why is it an accusation? Why do we view this as an accusation against the first Edom? Because the first Edom said we saw something happen somewhere else. So the only way it turns out to be an accusation is if you attack their testimony. Attacking their testimony is hakasha, not azama. So, says Yeruch HaShulchan, the Ramban can't be saying it's not a chiddush. Because it's not the same as gazlanim atem. Gazlanim atem is I'm not attacking your testimony, I'm attacking you. Over here, Imanu Yisam is not an attack. Imanu Yisam just says we were hanging out together. Elamai, knowing that they had testified, said, you know, that they were somewhere else at that time, it becomes an attack. Yeah, but that's hakasha. Because I'm attacking what they said, not attacking them. It's not the same as hakasha either. Because hakasha, I'm denying the story that they say. Over here, I'm saying that they couldn't know that story. So this is what I was referring to yesterday. It's somewhere in between hakasha and azama. So it is somewhat of a chiddush between hakasha and pasuling Edim with gazlanim atem. It's somewhere in between. Where does it fit? So the Torah has to come and tell me that we're going to believe the second set and not the first set. It's still a chiddush, but all the Ramban is highlighting is that why it's not the same as hakasha. But he's not taking away the chiddush element of it. So if that's the case, our first nafkamina is not really nafkamina. Right, we said nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban is what if you are made imanuhi yisem not only about the Edim but also about the Balei Din. So that would depend if it's a chiddush or not a chiddush. But it's not so pashut at all. That's what the Lacha Mishnah said. But it's not so pashut at all that the Ramban holds it's not a chiddush. Maybe even the Ramban agrees that it's a chiddush. The raya is that the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos in the first perek of Makos, if you look at the Rambam's Perush HaMishnayos in the first perek of Makos, Mishnah Dalid, the Rambam uses almost the exact lashon that the Ramban uses to explain why Edom Zomim, you believe the second set and not the first set. he pretty much says, because it's a personal attack on the Edom themselves, and yet the Rambam clearly says that Edom Zobin is a Chiddush, that it's a Gzeres HaKasav. So it's very hard to pit the Ramban and the Rambam against each other. Okay. So that's potential nafkamina number one. Potential nafkamina number two. Again, we're trying to list off the whole shiur today. All we're going to do is list potential nafkaminas between whether Edom Zomen is a Chiddush or not. Who cares if it's a Chiddush or not a Chiddush? Either way, we're passing like Rabbi Lemafreyu Nifsal. So again, potential nafkamina number one was if you say Imanu Yisim not only to the Edom, you say Imanu Yisim also to the Balei Din. Potential nafkamina number two. There is a Gemara Maseches Makos Taf Hayam and Beis that, let's say, two Edom come to Beis and they say Ruvain killed Shimon. Beis Din listens to them and kills Ruvain. Then two other Edom come and say, wait a second, you, the first two Edom, Imanu Yisim, you couldn't have known that Ruvain killed Shimon. What happens? Do we kill the first two Edom? What's the halacha? ABCs of Makos. We do not kill the first two Edom. Famous drasha that doesn't really exist. The drasha is kasha zamam velo kasha rasa. You do to them what they had plotted to do to somebody else, but if they had already done it to somebody else, it was actually carried out, then you can't do, you know, we don't do kasha zamam to the Edom. Strange, right? You would think it's worse. If they actually got Reuven killed, you would think it's worse and that they should for sure get killed. But no, the halacha is, if they came to Beis and they said Reuven killed Shimon, and before we had a chance to kill Reuven, they became Edom Zomim, and then we kill them. But if Reuven is already dead, Beis Din already killed Reuven, then we don't kill them. So the Ritva over there, Maseches Makos, explains that one of the reasons that we don't say Kal V'Chomer, understand, if they try to get the guy killed, they get killed. Kal V'Chomer, if they actually got him killed, they should get killed, is because Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. So you can't say Kal V'Chomers. You can't say Kal V'Chomers on a Chiddush. Why not? Why can't you say Kal V'Chomer on a Chiddush? Right, in the Chabel Chidusha. And particularly Kal V'Chomer, I mean, you can't say any Limud really on a Chiddush, but particularly Kal V'Chomer. Because Kal V'Chomer is the, perhaps the only of the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatar and Dresh Ben, which is 100% purely logical. All the other Yud Gimel Midrash Shatar and Dresh Ben have nothing to do with logic. They have to do with this is the way God gave us to decode the Torah. But it's not logical. That's why there's a rule that Ein Adam Dan Gzeira Shava Me'atzmo. A person can't be Dan his own Gzeira Shava. Why not? Because Gzeira Shava is on the other extreme of the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatar and Dresh Ben. It is the most illogical of the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatar and Dresh Ben. It makes no sense. Take a word here, take a word there, and just assume halachos fly back and forth. Any document that's written in any language is going to have words that repeat itself. That's the way language works. So Gzeres Shavah is the least logical. Kal V'Chomer, the most logical. You can't apply logic to a Chiddush. You can't apply a logical limud to a Chiddush. So that's what the Ritva says. Because it's a Chiddush. So says the Me'iri has the following suffix. What would be the din about the future ne'emanus of these Edom? Meaning, what happened is, two guys come to court, two Edom come to court, let's call them Avram and Yitzchak, come into court, and they testify that Reuven killed Shimon. Right? Comes along Moshe and Aaron, and then we kill Reuven. We kill Reuven. Comes along Moshe and Aaron, and Moshe and Aaron say, wait, Avram Yitzchak, you were with us the day you claim you saw Reuven kill Shimon. So we know that halacha is we cannot do anything to Avram and Yitzchak because it's kasher zamam lo kasher asa. So we will not kill Avram and Yitzchak. Asks the Me'iri, we won't kill Avram and Yitzchak. Can Avram and Yitzchak be Edi Kiddushin at a wedding the next day? Are they kasher Edim? I mean, there are two elements, and this is going to keep coming up in today's show. There are two elements of the concept of Edom Zomim. Number one is the fact that we passel the Edom Zomim, no longer kosher Edom. Number two is the fact that we punish the Edom Zomim. This din of kosher Zomim, lo kosher rasa, is that only a din that we can't punish them when they've already accomplished something with their Edos? Or is it even a din that you can't passel them? when they've already done something with the Reidus. That's the Me'iri Safek. The Ritva writes that if it were a case of Dine Mamnus, let's say it wasn't Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven owed Shimon money, so says the Ritva, if they became Edom Zomim after Reuven already had to pay the money, they wouldn't be punished themselves to have to pay the money. You wouldn't say Kasher Zomim, because Kasher Zomim lo Kasher Asa. But Midino Digarmi, they'd be Chayiv. Dino Digarmi means someone who does indirect damage. So by lying and doing indirect damage, they'd be Chayiv to reimburse the money that they unfairly cost Reuven. So what does that tell you? What do you mean, Medina Degarmi, they'd be Chayiv? What are we assuming if we're saying they're Chayiv, Medina Degarmi? We're assuming that they were lying. Right? Again, what was the case? Avram Yitzchak coming to Beis Din. Reuven stole money from Shimon, they said. Okay, Reuven, you have to pay Shimon back his money. So Reuven pays Shimon back his money. Comes in Moshe and Aaron, Avram and Yitzchak, Imanu Yisem, on the day you say Reuven stole money from Shimon. Can't do Kasher Zamam because it's Kasher Zamam v'lo Kasher Asa. We already made Reuven pay. So it's too late for Kasher Zamam. But the Me'iri wasn't sure, are we going to say that Avram and Yitzchak are at least Pasal Edom? After it's already done, are we at least going to say that Pasal Edom, or do we view it as Edus HaChasha? We say, no, it's Edus HaChasha, it's two against two, and no one's Pasal, like Rav Huna Shita, no one's Pasal. They could each be made in different cases in the future. They're not Pasal, it's a Safek, we don't know. So everyone has their Cheskes Kashrus. Are we still going to say that they're Pasal? So says the Ritva, Avram and Yitzchak have to pay Misham Dina Degarmi for the damages they caused Reuven. Damages? What are you assuming? If you're saying they damaged Reuven? That's only if they're not telling the truth. That's only if you're assuming they're liars, they damaged Reuven. Oh, so what do you see from the Ritva? That we assume that even though we have a rule, Kasher Zamam v'lo Kasher Asa, that just means we can't punish them like Edom Zamam. But the idea that they're not going to be believed and that they're going to assume to be pasul and they're assumed to be liars, that still sticks even Kasher Asa. Even afterwards. Right? That's still going to be there. So it's mefurash that the idea of Hazama, that the idea of Hazama is still intact, even in a case where we're not going to say Kasher Zama. Why? Why would it still be intact? So that would seem to fit if you say that it's not a Chiddush. The fact that we're going to believe the second guys, the Chiddush of Edom Zomim is that we're going to do Kasher Zama. That's the Chiddush of Edom Zomim. But the fact that we believe the second guy is not the first guy is, maybe we hold that's not a Chiddush. And therefore, even when you're not going to do Kasher Zaman, we're still going to believe the second guys and not the first guys. But if you hold that the whole concept of Edom Zomim is a Chiddush, and the Chabal Chidusha, it only applies when it's not Kasher Asa. Once it's Kasher Asa, then the whole Chiddush should fall away, and we should go back to our standard Trey Utrey. And therefore, the first guys should not be deemed definitive liars. Now, there is a famous kasha. It's a famous kasha. I put in the Makoros over here, quoting from the Masifta Gemaras, the Otsuri Yunim in the back of the Masifta Gemaras, quotes from the Chidush Arin. Brilliant kasha. Ask the following. Let's say, go back to the murder case. Avram needs to come and say Reuven killed Shimon. Okay? Even if you're not 100% with me and everything else, you'll get this kasha. Avram needs to come and say Reuven killed Shimon. Right? We kill Reuven. Then comes along Moshe and Aaron and say, Imanu Yisem to Avram and Yitzchak. Right? We can't kill Avram and Yitzchak because we can't do Kasher Zamam, because Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Asa. When Beis Din kills somebody, who does the act of murder? Who's the executioner? What? The Eidim. Yad Eidim Tiyabo Barishona. It's halacha. The Eidim have to be the ones to do the killing. Avram Yitzchak made falsely that Reuven killed Shimon. Beis Din killed Reuven. Beis Din is code word. Who really killed Reuven on behalf of Beis Din? The Eidim. Right? Yad Eidim Tiyabo Barishona. Avram Yitzchak. So Avram and Yitzchak murdered Reuven in cold blood. And then comes Moshe and Aaron and say, Avram Yitzchak, you're liars. Reuven never killed Shimon. So you're not going to do Kasha Zamam to Avram and Yitzchak. Because you can't do Kasha Zamam because it's Lo Kasha Rasa. Try them as murderers. Ishbi Chayv Misa, they're murderers. They killed in cold blood. No? So what does that tell you? Yeah, what are you going to say?
They're not based and told to do it. At the end of the day, it was based and
told. They knew that they were lying.
It was based on his decision, telling them to kill him. They didn't just go out and say...
Good, hang on to that for a second.
It's not wrong.
It sounds at least, we'll get back to that in a second, it sounds at least, why are we not going to try them for murder? Because we don't know that they're lying. Again, what was our discussion? When we say Kasher Zamam below Kasher Rasa, are we saying that we just can't punish them Kasher Zamam once it's already done? Or are we saying that we don't even believe the second group over them anymore once it's already been done? It goes back to being Eidus HaChasha. So if you're going to say that it goes back to being Eidus HaChasha, now I understand very well why you're not going to kill them. We don't know that they're lying. It's regular Eidus HaChasha. It's Avram Yitzchak against Moshe and Aaron. I don't know who's lying, who's telling the truth. But if you say that Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Rasa is only a din in doing Kasher Zamam and punishing them, but in terms of believing, we're definitely going to believe the second set, we're not going to believe the first set, well then we should try them as murderers. So this is a raya that Kasher Zamam lo Kasher Rasa is on the whole thing. It's on the whole believability of the second set, which is a raya, therefore, that Eidim Zamam is a chiddush. Because if Eidim Zamam were not a chiddush, we should still disbelieve the first set, even in the case of Kasher Rasa. So this whole thing is one big nafkamina, whether Eidim Zamam is a chiddush or not. So again, nafkamina number two is, what if you already had Kasher Rasa, they already did, based on the words of the Eidim Zamam, do we still assume that the Eidim Zamam are puzzle? Or do we just treat them as Eidei HaChasha? If Eidim Zamam is a chiddush, so then we're going to have to just treat it like Eidus HaChasha, because Ein Lecha Bo El Chidusha. But if Eidim Zamam is not a Chiddush, it's logical. So I would still believe the second set and not the first set. The first set would be Vaday Psulim. And I'd be stuck with the Chidush Erim's Kasha. Why don't we try these guys for murder? But as Evan said, there are other ways to answer why we don't try these guys for murder. Meaning, if Eidim Zamam is not a Chiddush, that's a really great answer. If Eidim Zamam is a Chiddush, it's a great answer. It's not a Chiddush, rather, it's a great answer for the Chiddush Erim's Kasha. Right? But there are other answers for the Chiddush Erim's Kasha. This is not the only answer. For instance, there is a concept in Halacha called Shnaim Shasu'uhu. A few months back, maybe more than that already, my son hit his head really bad on Shabbos and cut his head open. You could see his skull, whatever. It was ugly. He needed to go to the hospital and he needed to get it stitched up on Shabbos. So two doctors in the shul drove him to the hospital. When they put the key in the ignition, they both held on to the key at the same time as they turned it. Why did they do that? Because one guy does it, it's Chil Shabbos. Shnaim Shasu'u is Pater. Maybe murder is only if one person murders. You can't try them for murder because Shnaim Shasu'u. Yad Ha'edim Tiyabo Barishona. They're both killing him at the same time. It's one way to answer Kiddush Erim's Kasha. Another way to answer Kiddush Erim's Kasha, in order to be Chayv Misa and a Beis Din, what do you need? Edim and Hasra. No one warned the Eidim in advance, you better not murder, like everyone was saying. They were telling him, you better murder. Go kill this guy. kill Reuven. So there's no Asra.
Can it be known that they were essentially given Asra because they were saying that someone else got Asra? So like they know they shouldn't kill.
They know. Ah, that's if Lanit and Asra Lahafkin been shogeg the mazid. Right, if Asra is just to determine that the person is doing it on purpose and knows the halacha, then you're right. They obviously know the halacha. Okay. Another possible nafkamina. Okay, so far we had two possible nafkaminas, whether Edom's omen is a chiddush or not a chiddush. Number one, if you say Imanu Yisim not only to the Edom but also to the Bali Din. And number two was what we just said. What would be the case where it's kasharasa, where they already carried out the psak did? Would we still not believe the first set? So those are the two nafkaminas so far. Another possible nafkamina. The Rashash in Maseches Baba Kama writes that if you say Edom Zomen is a chiddush, actually, let's leave out the Rashash. Let's move on to the next one. There's a Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Ksubis says, let's say you do Hazama Shalom Bifneihem. What does that mean, Hazama Shalom Bifneihem? If I'm going to come into court and say, Manu Hayisem, I have to do it right in front of your face and say, yeah, you guys, you were with us. Let's say the original Edim, Avram and Yitzchak, aren't here anymore. And Reuven and Shimon and Moshe and Aaron came into court and said that Avram and Yitzchak were with us the day they claimed that they saw Reuven kill Shimon. But Avram and Yitzchak aren't there. So the Gemara in Ksuvah, Stav Chaf, says, Nihida Hazama lo havi. It's not Hazama, because Hazama requires being right in front of them. Hachasha mi havi. But it still counts as Hachasha. Still destroys the Redis as Hachasha. So the Rivash writes in the Tshuva, Simon Reish Samach Vav, that it doesn't mean Hachasha mi havi in the sense that now they're both kosher sets of Edom for other cases. That this case is blown up, but for other cases, each one can come and be made. No, what it means to say is that the second set is believed and the first set is not believed. We're just not going to do kasher zama to the first set. You can only do kasher zama when you were mazim them bifnehem. You can't do kasher zama when you weren't mazim them bifnehem. But as long as the second set says imanu yisem, the second set's believed, the first set is vaday pasul. So what does that assume? Does that assume Eitzomim is a chiddush, or does that assume Eitzomim is not a chiddush? What do you think? What?
I'm saying there's some sort of
parasite.
You could say it's not a
chiddush. Right, sounds like it's not a chiddush. Because we're still going to believe the second set and disqualify the first set, even in a case where we're not applying the technical rule of Edom Zomim. So it must be that it's not a chiddush, that it's logical that you're believing the second set and not the first set. That Imanu Yisem has a logic to it. It's not purely a chiddush. Now it happens to be from the Rambam, the Nod Behuda's Medayik from the Rambam, that when you're mazim shalom bifneihem, so then it has the same din of hachasha, which would mean that Edom Zomim, according to the Rambam, is a chiddush. Now, the Vidus Medayik from the Rambam we read yesterday, from Perikud Chesalach Beis, in the longest tshuva that the Vidus has, and all of the Vidus, is Medayik from the Rambam. That works out great, because that's how we wanted to say Peshar in the Rambam, and the Rambam holds Edom Zomim is a chiddush. Rivash would hold it's not a chiddush. Right, the reason that you're going to say, if you say that the ne'emanus of the mazimim is a chiddush, so when you don't say dine azama, so you do away with the chiddush and you go back to hachasha. That would be the shitas of Rambam. There could be another explanation, though. There could be another explanation of why the Rambam says that way. That is as follows. We mentioned yesterday and today the Ramban, the tour. Why do we believe the mazimim? What was the svara they gave? Because you're not being made about the event, you're being made about the people, right? So you could say that only helps when you say that bifneihem. because you can only be mekabel edus about somebody b'fnei the baldin. I mean, what did the Ramban say is the whole word in edim zomim? Why is it that we believe the second set over the first set? The Ramban gave a logic, right? What was his logic? Because the first set of edim is not viewed as edim anymore. Now they're viewed as bal edin. You're being made about them. They are the bal edin. There's a din, a halacha, that you can't be made about a baldin, shalom b'fnei the baldin. The whole thing doesn't work. So that could be why the Rambam says, that could be why the, and we saw that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says a very similar story to the Ramban. So that could be why the Rambam says that when you're mazim somebody, shalom b'fneihem, it goes back to being Eidus HaChasha. Not because Eidim Zomim is a chiddush. No, maybe Eidim Zomim is not a chiddush. But the only reason you would believe the second set is because they're being made about them as Bali Din. But that doesn't work if they're not there. That's why it goes back to just being Eidus HaChasha. Okay, so that's not necessarily a clear-cut, 100% bona fide nafkamina. Any questions? No?
In a case of
Achasha, it's a machlokes amoraim. For this case, we don't listen to anybody because we don't know who to listen to.
Right.
But can these guys be made in the future somewhere else?
That's machlokes.
So that's machlokes in the Gemara.
No, but I'm saying in this case where it's not the Edom Zomen aren't there. So
right.
Then we say it's a case of Achasha.
Which would mean that nobody's aid is counted.
Okay, fine.
That's what it means. Nafkamina number, what do we have to? Four? Nafkamina number four. Whether Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush. There is a Shita of the Balamor, quoted by the Ran in Maseches Ksuvos, that, and we discussed this a little bit, that there's no Dinim of Hazama on Eidus Shebishtar. Eidus means Eidus Balpeh. When your Eidus is signing on a document, then there's no din of Hazama. When Eidim are Chosim al Ashtar, that Reuven lent money from Shimon, you know, borrowed money from Shimon on a certain day in a certain place, and other Eidim come and say, no, you guys who were signed on that Shtar, the date in that Shtar, you were with us somewhere else. That's not Eidim Zomim, because Stam Eidim Zomim is only by Eidus Balpeh. And since Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush, we can only say it to the original case that the Torah has it, which is Eidus Balpeh, not Eidus Shebishtar. So what does that tell you? If you hold Eidim Zomim is not a Chiddush, no, so what would you say? Then you can apply to Shtar also. So what you see from the Balamar is that even according to Abaye, Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush. Right? That's the way the Balamar understands it. And that's why there's no Eidim Zomim by Eidus Shebishtar. Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Simen Lama Dalet Siftes, Paskins, against the Balamar. Paskins like the Rif, that even by Shtar there's a Din of Hazama. Not only that, the Bach thinks that the Balamar himself only says there's no kasher zamam on Eidus Shebishtar. But to passel the first set, that does exist, even in Eidus Shebishtar. So now, the whole svar of Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, which the Balamar uses, the whole svar that Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, which the Balamar says Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, the Gemara says in regards to what halacha? The fact that we don't believe the first set or the fact that we punish the first set? In our Gemara, when our Gemara describes Eid Zomim is a Chiddush, no, how does it describe the Chiddush? Why is it a Chiddush? What? My chazis. No, what does it say? Right. Why rely on him? Which means, why believe the second guys and not the first guys? So the whole Chiddush of Eidim Zomim is within which element of Eidim Zomim? The punishment or the Ne'emanus? It's all in the Nemanus. That's where the whole Chiddush is. Right? So how could you then say, how could the Bach then say, oh, when the Baal HaMor says that Edom Zomen is a Chiddush and therefore it doesn't apply to Edom Shebishtar, that only is talking about the punishment, not the Nemanus. The whole Chiddush the Gemara said about Edom Zomen is about the Nemanus. Unless the Baal HaMor would say, or the Bach would say, yeah, well, the Gemara was explaining Shitas Rava. Abaye disagrees. So how do we say it? We said either Abaye disagrees and thinks it's not a chiddush at all, or Abaye agrees that it's a chiddush but doesn't hold the rule in Chabal Mishas Chidusha. Maybe we could say it differently. Maybe we could say Abaye agrees it's a chiddush. He agrees in Chabal Mishas Chidusha. He thinks the chiddush is something else though. Rava thought that the chiddush is that we believe the second guys and not the first guys. Abaye thought the chiddush is that we punish the first guys with what they tried to do to the other person. That's unusual. Since when do you punish someone? Just because he says words, so words that I say in a murder case will get me killed, words that I say in a monetary case will get me paid money. That's a chiddush. To say Maisa Aveira is going to have 1,000 different punishments. That's a chiddush. So maybe Abaye also holds it's a chiddush. Abaye agrees it's a chiddush. But he doesn't think the chiddush is in the ne'emanus of the second guy over the first guy. That might explain the shita of the Bach. But at the end of the day, the fourth nafkamina was Edu Shebishtar. Right? If you hold Edom Zomen is a chiddush, so then it shouldn't apply to Edu Shebishtar, because that's different than the original case. But if you hold Edom Zomen is not a chiddush, then it will apply to Edu Shebishtar. Because it's logical that you're going to believe the second guy over the first guy. And then we just added that according to the Bach, even the Baal HaMor would agree that you'll believe the second guy over the first guy. Because even the Baal HaMor would say that part isn't a chiddush, that you're going to believe the second guy over the first guy. That's not a chiddush at all, to believe the second guy. The whole chiddush is, according to Abaye, that you can do kasher zama. Fifth nafkamina. Let's say two guys are made that Reuven killed Shimon, right? Two other guys come and say Shimon was a treifa at the time that Reuven pulled the trigger. What's the halacha? Ha'horig is a treifa? Pater. You kill a person who's a treifa, someone who's going to die anyway, so they're killing a dead man. You're pater if you kill a dead man. Right? So they say, how do I know Shimon was a treifa? They say, we saw when he became a treifa. We saw the injury on January 1st, 2011. We saw the injury that made Shimon a treifa. Then come two other Edom into Beis Din, and they say, what do you mean you saw the injury? Let's say, whatever, Avram and Yitzchak say, we saw the injury that made Shimon a treifa. So you guys who are made that Reuven killed Shimon, no, Reuven doesn't get killed because Reuven killed the treifa. Then Moshe and Aaron come into court, a third set of Edom. Moshe and Aaron come into court and say, Avram Yitzchak, how can you say on January 1st you saw the injury that caused Shimon to be a treifa? The entire day January 1st you were with us in California. Imanu Yisem. Why is this case strange? What's unique about this case? Isn't this just regular kasher zamam? Because what would kasher zama mean? What would you do? What were the first set? What were Avram Yitzchak trying to do? They're trying to save. They're trying to save a life, not kill a life, right? They're trying to save Reuven from getting killed. The first set of Edom came and said Reuven killed Shimon. Avram Yitzchak come in and say Shimon was a treifa, so Reuven's not chayav nisa. Comes another set of Edom and says Avram Yitzchak imanu yisem. So you couldn't have known that Shimon was a treifa. So the onus of hazama you can't do. Because Adrabah, the Mazimim were coming to Patad Rotzeach, not to be Mechayev him. Are we going to believe the Mazimim? Are you going to believe the Mazimim? The Moshe and Aaron over here? We can't do Kasher Zama. So what will it depend on? I'll give you a hint, it's the whole topic of today's shiur. It'll depend on, is it a Chiddush or is it not a Chiddush? If Edom Zomen is a Chiddush, So you can only play Edom Zomim when you're doing Kasher Zomim, when the whole you have the whole package. You change it enough where somebody's... So then you're not going to apply the Chiddush. Then you go back to treating it like Edom Sachasha. We don't know who to believe. We don't do anything. But if Edom Zomim is not a Chiddush, the fact that you mam in the second set over the first set is not a Chiddush, like it, the Ramban implied, and the Torah implied, it's not a Chiddush. So even when you can't do Kasher Zomim, it still makes sense that you can believe the second set over the first set. It's not a Chiddush. Yep.
What would you do if you hold that it doesn't apply?
Then you're going to believe the second set over the first set, so now you kill Reuven. Reuven's the murderer who killed the Trefa, the potential Trefa. Because now we don't believe that he's a treif anymore. Because, right? If you can still apply Edom Zomim, so then you're going to say that the guys who said Shimon was a treifa were liars, definitively liars. Shimon's not a treifa as far as we know. So now Reuven is chayv misa.
But then nothing's done to the Edom.
Right, right. Because we can't do anything. Then they were trying to save a life. They weren't trying to kill somebody. So nothing's done to the. We don't like. Right, nothing's done to the Edom themselves. Okay. Time for one more.
Can't say maybe that like it wouldn't apply in that case because it practically doesn't apply. The point is that you're supposed to like kasher zamam, but there is no kasher zamam.
Well, that's the whole point. Meaning, yes, so there is no kasher zamam, but does that take away also the ne'amanus of the second set over the first set? Once you can't say kasher zamam, does that mean the whole thing's out the window? So now we just go back and we treat it like hakasha? Or do you say, no, okay, I can't do Kasher Zomim, but it's still logical to believe the second set over the first set. So that all depends on whether it's in fact logical to believe the second set over the first set. If it's logical, it's not a Chiddush, so you would still follow the logic. If it's not logical, it's a Chiddush, and you wouldn't follow the logic because there's no logic. A quick reference to the last one. Last Nafkamina. Rashi writes, Sanhedrin Ayin Chesamad Aleph, that the reason for Rava that holds that Edim that are a Trefa, Edim themselves are a Trefa that are made, that someone killed somebody and they become Edim Zomim, they still get Kasher Zomim, even though their Edus was Edus Shiata Yochel Azima, because the whole concept of Edim Zomim is a Chiddush, and Mela, even when the Edus itself is Pasul, they're still going to get punished. You know what? Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Take a look at Rashi, Ayin Chesam Adalf, it's not in the packet. Ayin Chesam Adalf, Dibra Maskel, Lefisha Einan. And we'll discuss from there. And when you're done with that, then I'm going to want to start moving on to Psule Edus a little bit. I'm not going to give you a new packet yet for tomorrow, but I want to discuss a little bit about Psule Edus, which is the next sugya. So.